Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tyree Jackson is with us. Bills quarterback, undrafted rookie free agent, just off the field. And I mean, minutes ago you were on the field over there, right?
Yes, sir. First OTA was great.
Was it?
Yes.
What made it great? What was good about it?
It was just fun to get back out there, you know, play football with the guys. And although we're rookies and we're learning a lot, it was just fun to get out there and compete.
When the Bills signed you, it made sense to, you know, us over here for a lot of reasons. One, from Buffalo, you know what it's like up here. You know the fan base. You know the Bills. You know you're kind of hanging around the city. You know things. Secondly, you're exactly the kind of quarterback Josh is, right? Big, strong, athletic, big arm. You can do things, and you play the game kind of like he does. So if something happens, you had to go in. Nothing else changes. It seems to make sense to us, does it?
Yeah, it was awesome to get the opportunity to come to Buffalo again and be back here. You know, talking with Coach McDermott. And I just love their staff, Coach Dable, Coach Dorsey, everyone on offense. So it was an exciting opportunity. And once I got the opportunity, I had to, you know, come here. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyree, and I don't want to forget about this, so I'm going to ask now, almost out of sequence here, but you had a big weekend, right? You walked at graduation at University at Buffalo, what, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, yesterday.
What was that like? You graduated already, huh?
Yeah, I graduated in December and got the opportunity to walk this spring. It was awesome. You know, it was huge for my family and, you know, all my loved ones. And to be able to show my kids that one day, it was a very big accomplishment. And that was, you know, my mom's main goal when I went to college. It was nothing about stats or football. It was all about graduating. And to do that for her was special.
What kind of degree?
I got social sciences interdisciplinary degree.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Awesome, man. That's great. That is big. I was telling you before we sat down, I did the same thing when I came. I was a fifth-year guy. So I had all my stuff done. It was great because that really freed you up for the Senior Bowl and the Combine and all that. Really let you say, well, I'm going to focus on and look at it, right?
Yeah, that was awesome. I wouldn't have been able to go to the Senior Bowl without graduating. So for me to even think about the NFL, my family was huge on graduating. So once I did that, they were happy when I declared early and, you know, put my name into the draft.
Senior Bowl, we're back to football now. Senior Bowl was big for you, wasn't it? That week of practice and even the game, you kind of opened some eyes, I think, down there.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it was another opportunity to compete. Coming from a small school, you always carry that chip on your shoulder. So going against, you know, the SEC guys, the Power 5 guys, it was an awesome opportunity. And I feel like I took advantage of it and learned a lot of football.
It's almost exactly what the Senior Bowl is for, right, guys from not the Power 5 conferences, to show that I can play. I can do a little bit here, right?
Yeah, definitely. You got to carry that kind of that swagger and that chip on your shoulder when you go into those environments.
What are you going to remember about the Senior Bowl?
I think just, you know, getting the chance to go out there and compete. I think the game was the funnest part. Once you're out there and it's live and it's not practice, guys are flying around, they're trying to come get you, that's the funnest time. So I think the game was really fun.
When we talked to you at the Senior Bowl that week, it seems like a long time ago now, in late January there, but you were kind of in the middle of just getting going, I believe, with Jordan Palmer and that group, Josh Allen and those guys out in California, right?
Yeah.
What did they do for you? What was done? What did you get out of that sequence this past offseason?
Just definitely got the chance to learn a lot of football, learn a lot about the game. I think the X's and O's was the biggest thing going to California. Jordan's a great coach on the field, but off the field he's tremendous and, you know, taught me a lot of things about the game of football and kind of prepared me for moments like this going into OTAs, how to study, how to take notes. So I'm very thankful for that chance to go work with him.
Do you go back? Do you spend time to go back with him at all?
I haven't decided yet. I know some guys will go back for that break we have. I might go back for a week or two and get some work.
And how much familiarity did you get with Josh, not knowing that you're going to be teammates, obviously?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a great guy. Someone I got kind of close with and got the chance, you know, work with, but also hang out with. He's a really good dude, really funny. So, you know, he's definitely – when I got the chance to come here, I knew that it would be a great opportunity to learn from a guy like that.
Yeah, Darnold's out there as well. Did you rub up against him as well?
Yeah, we were all out there competing.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the combine. How did you think the combine went for you back in February then?
Yeah, I thought it went well. For me, I'm just so excited to finally get here and to play football. The combine and all those things were really fun and great opportunities to, you know, showcase what I had. But going out here and playing football is what we're here to do. So I'm very excited for, you know, OTAs and
sure.
Training camp.
Can I ask one more combine question? I'm watching it the Saturday quarterback day, And Steve Smith, like, adopts you and is in your ear. Was that a distraction? Was that a distraction?
No, not at all. Yeah, he kind of got on me a little bit. Yeah. But, you know, after and throughout it, throughout the rest of the process, he had kind of, you know, put me under his arm and talked positively about me. And even after that, he was telling me he thought I did really well and stuff like that. So people only saw him kind of getting on me. They didn't get to see the chance of him, you know, kind of helped me out and telling me good job.
I'm sitting there watching that people say, leave him alone. He's trying to work here.
Right. You're trying to concentrate. And you're like, get out of my. What feedback did you get from NFL teams, your agent, all of that stuff? What feedback did you get after the combine?
Yeah, it was very positive feedback. And, you know, the thing with the draft, it's just so complicated. You never really know. But throughout the whole process, I was hearing a lot of, you know, positive things.
Yeah.
You know, so you go undrafted, but I mentioned to somebody, I might have written this actually, a piece on the website, how you get here undrafted, you've been here for a couple weeks, and if there was disappointment, and I'm sure there was, you never reflected that. You never showed that in your time here with the Bills the last few weeks.
Oh, no. It was awesome. Once you walk into the new facilities, you go, you know, go to work, and you finally get the chance to, you know, do what you love and play football, there's no regret. There's no, you know, there's no regret. You're just doing what you love. You're finally here. You're finally in the NFL, and you're learning from the smartest coaches in the, like, in the league. It's just awesome. It's just a great opportunity.
So what feedback are that? What's Daboll telling you now? What do you need? What's he want to see more from you, less from you, that kind of thing?
Yeah, our mindset in the quarterback room is just compete and get better each day. It's a process. You know, there's going to be times where you mess up and things go wrong, but it's all about competing and improving each day and just, you know, putting your best foot forward every time you step out.
Tyree, they got to teach you the offense. You got to learn the offense. Do they also get into quarterback mechanics? Have you had work on that? And if so, from who? From Coach Dorsey? Or
I think Coach Dorsey does a great job, you know, coaching me up and doing those things. And then it's more so about X's and O's and just learning the playbook. You know, it's unfamiliar. You're not used to it. Something new to you, another thing to learn. So just really diving in head first and absorbing all the knowledge.
You know, day one, you kind of notice, you know, Josh is the guy. He's and kind of things are focused on getting him better. How has that helped you watching him and how things are focused on him, getting him ready? What's that told you about maybe getting there or playing your role on the team?
Yeah, everyone has a role. You know, Josh is obviously the starter and the franchise guy, and it's awesome. You got to learn from him. And, you know, when you're out there, learn visually. You got to, you know, steal reps. That's what we always say. So when he's taking a rep, I'm in my mind, I'm taking the same rep. What would I have done there? Oh, that was really cool how he did that. So just learning, you know, in those moments.
Tyree, I can't help but think that your role expanded, changed for the better just about a week ago when the Bills announced that Derek Anderson was not coming back, retiring. All of a sudden, there's snaps for you. There's attention, right? You got to feel like you kind of heard a door open a little bit when Anderson decided not to return, huh?
Yeah, for me, it's just the same mindset every day. No matter how many people are here or what's going on, it's just improve each day. You know, I have to focus on myself and what I can do each day and each night to improve and get better and, you know, put my best foot forward every day when I come out there and, you know, kind of show my ability.
What's the biggest difference between the UB locker room and the – I'm not talking about the paint job. I'm talking about the guys in the locker room. What's the biggest difference between that locker room and the one you're in now?
I think just the age difference. I think that's the biggest difference from college to NFL is the age difference. You got guys with kids your age or older. Right. And I think that dynamic is just different from college to pros on any team. So, I mean, I enjoy it, though. Those guys are very knowledgeable, and I think the best thing about this locker room is those guys, everyone kind of loves each other. As soon as we walked in, we were treated the same, and, you know, they've kind of put their arms around us.
Last question I have for you. With your years at University at Buffalo, how much – there's 91 players here. How much time do you spend answering questions about restaurants and places to go and what's going on in Buffalo? A lot?
That's funny because my freshman year, throughout my time at Buffalo, I always used to get on the guys from Buffalo, and I'd be like, you guys are from here. Like, where are we going to go eat? What are we going to go do?
Right.
So now I go into this locker room, and now all of a sudden I'm the guy that's from here, and they're all asking me these questions and getting on me. I told my teammates back from UB, and they were laughing about it. But, yeah, I'm that guy that has to, you know, tell them where the restaurants are and tell them all the good places.
Not a bad problem to have.
No, it's not.
I was going to say, they're your worst things to have along with you in your first mini camp, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Tyree, we know you have meetings to go to. Thank you for joining us here today. We really appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.